International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host today of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of southern flavor. I know that you love it, from wonderful and magnificent Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And as I say every Sunday, if you are listening to this show, it is not accidental. And I know that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can be inspired, motivated, and encouraged. Well, once again, welcome. How are you doing? I pray that you are having a great day. You might be having your morning coffee, or if you live in the UK or in Europe, your afternoon tea, or you might be just about to retire for the evening. And no matter where you are or what time it is, I want you just to relax and enjoy the show today. I have two very special guests. And my first guest is Tracy from Tennessee, and she's going to be sharing about how her life has drastically changed. And then my guest for today is Mr. Glenn Harrell, and Glenn is UK's best-selling audio self-help author. I got that out. So that means that more people in the UK listen to Glenn in the area of self-help than anybody else. He's kind of like the guru in that area. And today we're going to be talking about so many things about weight release. You know, I don't believe in weight loss, because if you lose something, you can go back and get it. He's going to be talking about money, about cosmic ordering, how you can actually order things from the cosmic, from the universe in your life, how to sleep and relax, and spirituality, so you are in for a great treat. Well, my book has been released for about a week, and so many of you are talking about how the book is shifting and changing and radically changing your paradigm about relationship. And let's just say you were by yourself this last Valentine's Day, and you said, Constance, this is the last time that I'm going to be by myself, and 2014 is my year for love. Well, if that's true, you need to learn how to get yourself or position yourself for love. So my new book, as you know, is an e-book, is Attracting and Manifesting Genuine Love. And, of course, you can go on my website to purchase it. You can download it. We have three different forms, PDF, we have the e-book and the iBook, and then we have Kindle. So you can download it and read it immediately. And really, the Spirit of God just really led me to write the book because of my own struggles. I mean, my goodness, I struggled for years. And because of me helping over, you know, just 10,000 clients during this time. And so some of the highlights of the book will be how to position yourself, how to heal and release your past so that you can attract love. What are your expectations in the relationship? You know, you have to define that. You have to be clear about what you desire. The power of your thoughts. What has your thinking been about relationships? Have you been thinking, oh my goodness, there aren't enough men or women out there? Or calling in love with your words. I have lots of love affirmations. The role of imagination and visualization in attracting love. And how you can begin to make room in your life. You know, you have to make room for blessings and make room for love. And the last one is partnering with the universe. You're partnering with the great matchmaker of the universe who is behind the scenes orchestrating and rearranging things on your behalf. So it's only $12.95. So go to my webpage again at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And then lastly, before I get to Tracy, I want to meet all of you in Palm Springs, California. I'm going to be talking about relationships and love and how we're wired for love and relationships. But there are going to be so many other great teachers and experts there. And so go to the website, loaradionetwork.com, and look under events and just take a look at who's going to be there. We have a couple of people who were in The Secret who's going to be presenting. You'll get a chance to meet me and, of course, Dr. J and all of the other wonderful hosts, Jules, and it will be an exciting time for you. You know, from time to time, I just like to bring not ordinary people, but I'm just going to say just somebody who has shifted and changed their life to really give you the hope to say, hey, this is the way my life used to be, and man, this is the way my life is now. I really have it going on. And Tracy has been so kind to just open up and be honest and vulnerable with you today, and so grateful for that. So Tracy, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Thank you, Constance. Thank you so much for having me.
So you're in my home state of Tennessee, is that correct?
Yes, I am. I'm actually about 30 miles from Tennessee, which is Murfreesboro.
Okay. All righty. Well, I just wanted you to come on and share your testimony, share your life. I think you've been coaching with me for 6 months. So I want to show people how coaching can radically shift and change their lives. So why in the world did you reach out to me for coaching, Tracy?
Well, Constance, I'm a be free with you today, or free with everyone today. I was married for 23 years and was in the military for 25 years. And about 2 years ago, my life changed and ended up getting a divorce. And my son left for college. My daughter ended up getting pregnant. And my life just kind of just spiraled out of control. And I didn't know what to do. I tried to fix it myself. I tried to pay for this, pay for that, and it just didn't work. So a friend of mine told me about you, Constance, and I just Googled your name and found your blog and just started listening to you. It was funny, for one Saturday, I listened to you all day, and from listening to you, yes, and from listening to you, I realized that, oh, my goodness, Tracy, you're in a toxic relationship, because I was going from a relationship with men that were not available. Either they were married or they were in a relationship, and I had to realize, what is it with me? Why am I attracting this? And I reached out and contacted you in an email, and you emailed me back. I'll never forget. I was so excited. And you and I actually talked on the phone that same day, and you have so many different payment options and different sessions that I think I can't remember, Constance, but I think I started out with the 3 months.
Right.
And then once you and I started with the 3 months, we knew I needed more than 3 months.
Right.
But from that day to now, oh my goodness, it's just been life changing.
Right. And I appreciate your honesty, because whenever people come on, I just allow them to share from their heart. So your life was in transition. You know,
yes.
You had your kids were gone. You know, you
yes.
were in toxic relationships. You were in relationship yes. with men who were emotionally unavailable. You had gone through a
yes.
divorce. That's traumatic after
yes.
having been married for 25 years. And so what are some areas that we worked on with you?
The first thing I remember is that you told me to quit talking about my past, quit talking about my divorce, quit, and to go on with the future. And the next thing that we talked about was going inside, and that was a big thing for me.
Right.
I remember you said, Tracy, tell me a little bit about yourself, and I just, oh, I have this, and my children are this and that. And then you said, well, you've told me everything about the outside. Tell me about the inside. And if you remember, I was quiet.
I remember that.
I hadn't actually touched that. But from there, going on the inside, it was traumatic. And you told me it would be. You told me it would be. And I think we spent the first month, a couple of months, just dealing with inside, abandonment, hurt. You know, my mother had given me up for adoption when I was 2 years old, and then I didn't see her again until I was 20. And just a lot of things that were going on in my life that I had just buried, didn't want to deal with it, or I thought I had dealt with it, but really I hadn't. And that was affecting me with clutter. I don't know if you remember the clutter in the garage.
Oh, yes, I remember that garage.
Yes. And I just didn't want to let anything go. And the first time, I remember sending you a picture of the before and after. And it was really emotional for me just to let that go. But from there, I started releasing other things, and it has just been a great transformation. It really has. Today, I feel like I know I am a new person.
You are a new person. And basically what I did with Tracy and all of my clients is you go inside. So if somebody asks me, I want you to help me with my business. Okay, we're going to deal with the business, but first we have to go inside, deal with your core beliefs, deal with your dysfunctional ways of thinking. And so when you changed your thinking and your beliefs from the inside, it changed you, it changed your outside, and you were able to release those toxic relationships because you realized that you were better than that.
Yes, yes. The change was immediately. I didn't let anybody know that I was going through coaching because it was just something private between me, you, and God.
Mm-hmm.
And people started saying, Tracy, something's different about you. You're talking different. You're walking different. And I just started feeling better about myself, and I realized that those toxic relationships, that I was better than that. I am better than that. I deserve better. But back then, I felt like that's what I deserved.
Right. And we worked a lot with money and your children.
Yes.
You were in a codependent relationship with your grown children.
And
share how we shifted and changed that.
Well, with that, I have a daughter that's 24, and I would not allow her to live her life. I was constantly giving her advice and giving her money. She didn't even ask a lot of times for my advice or money, but I would give it to her. And she ended up being incarcerated for 6 months. And from that time, she was able to heal and I was able to heal. And her and I together, and also with you, Constance, just realized that I was being a burden to her. I thought I was helping her, but actually it was codependency. She couldn't be an adult. So thank God she's out, brand new woman, in college, doing wonderful now. But I had to back off and allow her to be the godly woman that she is and the mother that she is.
So true. And, you know, you retired from the military after 25 years, and so I was very firm with you. Sometimes very rigid and strict with you because I knew you could take it, Tracy.
Yes.
And when it comes to money, honey, you really had issues around money. And how did we work on that, and how has that shifted and changed for you?
Money was controlling me, and I did not realize how money was controlling me. I was fearful of money. I've always had money from being in the military, but still in the back of my mind, I was fearful of losing it. And I believe that comes from my childhood, from my mother filing for bankruptcy and cars being repossessed. I saw that growing up.
Right.
So even though I didn't have that in my adult life, I still, in the back of my mind, I feared it. I even noticed, I'm a tither. I believe in tithing.
Mm-hmm.
And I found out that all these years, I was tithing for the wrong reason. I was tithing so God would bless me. I wasn't tithing because in his word, he said to tithe. I just felt like, well, if I don't tithe, I'm going to have a flat tire. So that's mm-hmm. still operating in fear. But you had me read the Abundance book, and that was amazing by John Price. That was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That transformed me. I mean, I'm no longer fearful of money. I mean, I even told you one time, Constance, my account is sitting on zero, and I am at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still here. I'm still here. You know, and it's just been a great transformation. Knowing that you can meditate and do your affirmations, and I have vision boards, and the things that you want will come. They will come to you.
So true. And, you know, I used all of that with you. You know, I had you do a lot of reading, a lot of
yes.
meditation, a lot of exercises,
yes.
a
mm-hmm.
lot of projects. I had you to clean out your garage.
Yes.
You mentioned it because you were holding on to all of that stuff in your garage because
yes.
of lacking a scarcity mentality.
Yes, 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 it was.
And so the whole premise is that once she released that, then her blessings and abundance was able to find her. And I know we had some very hard and difficult sessions, but I
yes.
said, Tracy, if you hang in here with me and just go through the process, you would not recognize your life at the end of a year. So, Tracy, it's been 6 months, and so what is your life like now?
Oh, my goodness. Let me start. My finances are way better. My relationships with now I'm in relationships with people that are pouring into me. Mm-hmm. I'm not dating. Constance told me I can't date.
Wait
and
a minute.
I'm good with that.
Okay. Why did I tell you? I said you're not ready to date.
I'm not ready to date. And I'm good with that. I really
mm-hmm.
am. I did realize I am not ready.
Mm-hmm.
My career has turned around. I am no longer in the military. I retired December 31st with 25 years of service, and I immediately was able to find another job also working with veterans. Oh my goodness, Constance, so much. Now I have, I had one car and I was needing another car, and went to the car lot, to purchase one car and end up purchasing two cars. One for me and one for my son.
Ah.
It's blessings like that. I've released 16 pounds.
Oh, okay.
This is my year. I'm feeling better about myself. So I'm up in the morning and exercising and on my elliptical listening to Constance in the morning. and clutter was a huge issue for me. As far as the closet, not just the garage, but the closet emails, I was able to declutter. I'm still working on it. I'm not saying that I'm there yet, but I will say in 6 months, it's been a total transformation.
It has been. You're calmer, you're more centered, you're more peaceful,
yes.
and you're
yes.
more goal-oriented. So what would you say to someone who says, I've been thinking about it, or I don't have the money, or I've never coached before? What would you say to somebody tonight who's listening all over the world tonight, Tracy?
I will say, try it. You have different coaching plans. Try the two session, or try the 3 months, because once you coach with Constance, you will not leave Constance. The money will come. Your mindset will change. I wish I had known Constance 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I tell you, it has been phenomenal, you know, but you know when you are ready. But just contact Constance. When she says email her, she means it. She will email you back. within an hour. She always has. So I say just give Constance a chance and give yourself a chance. Put yourself first. And I tell you, in 6 months, you will see a difference.
So who knows what your life is going to look like, Tracy, at the end of the year?
I know. I'm so excited for the journey.
I'm excited for you. And I just appreciate your honesty and vulnerability because I didn't tell you what to say. I never uncover a client. I said, you know, just share as you feel led to. And just from what you shared, I know that you're going to be a real blessing to people all over the world tonight. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Constance, and I hope I have been able to reach someone out there.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and then I'm going to be right back with Mr. Glenn Harrell.
Ignite your power of creativity in Palm Springs, California through law of attraction experts such as brain researcher and entrepreneur John Assaroff, LOA expert Christy Whitman, Feng Shui expert Karen Ronch Carter, Heart Maps, Howard Martin, and Success Coach Constance Arnold, along with all of our spectacular Law of Attraction Radio Network hosts. It's April 11th, 12th, and 13th. Go to loaevent.com to purchase your tickets before the rate increase on March 15th. That's loaevent.com. You're gonna love it.
The Ultimate Law of Attraction event is proudly sponsored by HeartMath.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at loaradionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I am back, and I hope that you enjoyed those wonderful commercials, and I'm really excited about my guest tonight. My very special guest is Mr. Glenn Harrell, and Glenn is an international best-selling author, and he's UK's best-selling audio author. He's the author of 5 books, I think, The Answer, Lose Weight Now, Look Young, Live Longer, Sleep Well Every Night, Create Wealth and Abundance in 8 Simple Steps, and man, he has so many CDs and MP3s to really help you. He has also built a very powerful company, DaVinci Publishing, and he has a wealth of information to share with us tonight, and you're just going to love his British accent. So, Glenn Harrell, welcome again to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hello again, Constance.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm very good. Very good. It's yeah, I'm in my studio at the moment where I make all my recordings, and I've been working here today, actually, on some new things.
Okay, well, you have a very interesting story, and you are really a person who went from rags to riches with a lot of work. So tell our listeners a little bit about your past and how you moved from where you were to where you are now, and then we're going to talk about some of the wonderful things that you're doing.
Okay, well, my story is that when I was young, I was a bit of a tearaway. I got into quite a lot of trouble. I got kicked out of school when I was 15. And I grew up in quite a dysfunctional household. So I was kind of a product of that. So I kind of went out on the streets and caused chaos and trouble at school. So I was, and I fell in with the wrong crowd as well, which, you know, kids of a like mind and from the similar background tend to do that. And, you know, it was all very negative. But one thing that kind of took me away from that was that I got into a band at quite a young age, when I was about 16. And I developed this love for music. And, you know, in those days, it was the punk rock thing. So it was still kind of quite aggressive, full-on, intense music. But it was kind of a good release for me, you know, and it gave me something positive to do. And, you know, for 3 or 4 years, I learned to play the bass, and I was joined a band, and we had a little taste of success when I was, like, in my late teens, early 20s. But it came and went really quickly, you know, it didn't last. But the musical thing was great because it took me in a totally different direction, took me off the streets and gave me a positive focus. Because although I was kind of a bit all over the place with a kid, I still had a lot of ambition and I wanted to do good things in my life, but I just didn't know how to do it because I had so many negative programs running from my childhood. And that really was what led me later on into hypnotherapy, because I realized, you know, I had this epiphany that told me that a lot of the negative programming inside me, you know, came from my childhood but it could be changed. You know, I had the power to change that. I didn't have to keep running on this failure thing and this, you know, these destructive patterns that, you know, messed up relationships and created addictions. And it was one night later on, I was probably in my sort of mid to late 20s, I was playing in a covers band in a pub it was actually in a club. And we shared the bill with a stage hypnotist. And it was watching this guy work and seeing how hypnotism worked that kind of fascinated me and sparked my interest in it. But I didn't want to do that for entertainment purposes. I wanted to do it for the healing side of it. That was what really drew me to it. So from there, I did a 2-year diploma with the British School of Clinical Hypnosis in London. And then they let me loose on the public. And I've kind of had a career in it ever since.
That's an amazing story. And lately, we've talked so many times around wealth and et cetera, but lately you've been a lot into healing and weight release. So share with our listeners some universal principles that you've learned in those areas.
Yeah, well, you know, once I learned the art of hypnotherapy and, you know, I started using the techniques to heal a lot of my own dysfunction. And, you know, once I'd done that for a while and I'd seen a lot of clients, you know, I then, you know, was able to really help other people do the same thing. You know, people who were stuck or had addictions or, you know, all kinds of failure programming. Because I'd actually been through that myself, I kind of had the knack for being able to see what it was that people needed to get out of their own dysfunctional situation. So, you know, for quite a long time, I saw, you know, 20, 25 clients a week. And I really learned the art of healing, you know, what it was to, you know, get people over all manner of problems. And, you know, for example, the weight issue, you can have 10 people who are overweight, but they'll all need a different kind of treatment to help them get over the problem. Because, you know, often it's, you know, the problems are rooted in their childhood or, you know, bad programming, bad teaching from their past. So when I came to making my recordings, I'd had enough experience then and seen enough people to make the recordings very broad and and to cover all the different aspects of why somebody was overweight or, you know, why somebody had anxiety. And I made the recordings in my home studio, and then I started, you know, sending them out into the shops, and, you know, I've never looked back since then. They've kind of always sold really well, whether they've been on Amazon or iTunes or now on the App Store. I've got one app called Relax and Sleep Well that's a free app that's got like a 27-minute relaxation, hypnosis relaxation on there, and it's now been downloaded 2 million times.
Wow.
And it's the number one in 50 countries now in the lifestyle chart. So I'm really blessed in that I've been so lucky, you know, that I found, you know, got the recordings on the App Store a couple of years ago. I met the right developer out in the States. A guy called Joe Real from iMobilize, who's a friend of mine. But he was into my recordings before we connected. So it was a real organic process. You know, he said, I really love your material. I'd love to get it on the App Store. And we, you know, brokered a deal, and we've never looked back, and we've had this amazing success on the App Store. And, you know, yeah, it's all about the law of attraction and, you know, using self-hypnosis to empower yourself. And when I figured that out, my life went from dysfunctional struggle to abundance and prosperity. And, you know, that's anyone can make that journey. You know, it's not exclusive to anyone. We can all do that.
Right. So before we get on, you know, spirituality, you know you're on the Law of Attraction, Glenn, so I just want you to just quickly share how can people out there listening begin to, you know, do what you did in their own life? How can they begin to use the Law of Attraction? What is it, and how can they use it on a daily basis?
Well, the key to it is using the Law of Attraction is to start to program your mind to think about abundance. Think about the things you want in your life. So, you know, I would say the starting point has to be to make a clear list of goals that you want to achieve. And the way to do that is to, you know, set the goals for some future date, so that if it's you want to lose a certain amount of weight in a certain amount of time, you know, highlight how much weight you want to lose, the time frame you want to lose it in, so that by December the 25th, 2014, I will be such and such a weight. If it's that you want to create more abundance, more wealth in your life, you do the same thing. So you say that by the 25th of December, 2014, I will be earning X amount of money, or I will be in the job that I want, my dream job or whatever it is. Be really specific about what it is you want to achieve. Then write those goals down. And then once you've done that, you've kind of crystallized it. And then what you need to do is start to focus on those goals through a state of meditation, or I'd say self-hypnosis actually would be more appropriate. So I've got a free guide to self-hypnosis on my website, which I know you said you give the details at the end, so we can point your listeners there to that. So you can use this free guide to self-hypnosis to put yourself into a really deep, relaxed state. And then what you do, you start to project your goals out there. You start to visualize them. So you imagine that from the center of your being, you're projecting those goals out into the universe, and they are a reality. You see them as a reality. So you see yourself at the shape, the size you want to be at. You see yourself driving your dream car. And these are separate examples. So you need to focus on one goal at a time. So if you want to lose weight, focus on that initially. If you want to be abundant, focus on that at any one time. And when you do that, you've got to really put your feelings into it. That's the key element of this. So you project your goal out there, but you really believe that you're in that situation, that perfect situation, and you've achieved that goal. And I would say do that every single day repetitively, because then you build up a really strong energy around it, and, you know, you will manifest that much quicker that way.
And, you know, Glenn, when I listen to your recordings, I'm sure you hear this all of the time. I mean, the music, it's so powerful. I've never heard anything like it, actually.
Oh, thank you. I mean, that kind of comes about because of my past as a musician. So when I started making recordings, I was, you know, using stripped-back songs that I'd written in the past, and it kind of gave the recordings a little bit of a quirky flavor, their own sort of feeling, because nobody else had those recordings. They were mine.
Right.
And so I really infused the recordings with a lot of my music and also sound frequencies. And I'm quite fascinated by music's ability to change moods and enhance certain states. You know, so I found that certain keys like C sharp and the key of F can induce a feeling of joy and a positive feeling. So if I was creating a recording that I wanted someone to feel that, I'd use sound frequencies and sound effects in those keys. And
Interesting.
I've kind of taken that further recently with the solfeggio meditations, which I've created. And these are six sacred tones called the solfeggio frequencies, which were, you know, chanted by the Gregorian monks, you know, thousands of years ago, that have these special qualities in the frequencies that can help you to heal and overcome all number of difficulties and problems. For example, the first one, 396 hertz, when that sound frequency is, you know, chanted, or whether it's played, you know, or created in some way, that can help you to overcome feelings of guilt and fear. So a friend of mine called Ali Calderwood, who's a very gifted musician, between us, we decided, why don't we make a series of solfeggio meditations, you know, covering each one of the main frequencies. And so he created the music, you know, a sound frequency, at 396 hertz. The second one is 417, 528 hertz, which is the heart frequency. And so he created the music for that. And then I created a meditation over the top. And we worked on the script between us, and we really brought out, you know, whatever the theme was. If it was the heart frequency, then we scripted it so that the listener would be able to connect with a feeling of love and, you know, be able to create miracles in their life. And, yeah, we finished these solfeggio meditations, put them out there, and we get amazing feedback on them. We really do. You know, people have kind of real cathartic experiences, you know, very emotional experiences, and it's lovely to read the reviews and see what people are getting from them, and it's kind of a combination of the power of the frequencies themselves, the original frequencies, you know, Ali's gift as a musician, and my meditation, you know, there's a unique combination there that goes to create something, you know, that we couldn't have done on our own.
Right. Well, I know lately, you know, you've been on a spiritual journey, and share with our listeners some insight or revelation that you've received that they can begin to implement in their lives to create miracles or to bring more abundance or whatever they desire in their life.
Well, I think the key to that is, really using the resources you've got inside yourself. And for me, you know, the spiritual journey started about 20 years ago. I kind of, I had a real epiphany one time. I was driving probably a little bit more than 20 years now. It's probably closer to 25. But I used to drive a minicab in the West End, you know, because I never really fitted into, you know, anything corporate. You know, I could never work in offices. I could never, you know, work in that environment. It just never worked for me. So I kind of did gigs. Played in pubs and bars. And drove a minicab for a while. And it was one night while I was driving home, and it was like 5 a.m. I'd been working in London all night. And that was a really colourful job, because I met all kinds of people from all walks of life doing that job, you know, driving a minicab in the West End. And, you know, it was a good time in a lot of ways, because it taught me a lot about, you know, different people and, you know, taught me a lot about life. But I was driving home one day, and I had this real epiphany, this spiritual kind of awakening that, you know, connected me to something. And at that point, you know, I was kind of probably quite closed up until that point, but whatever happened on that drive home, you know, I was open from that point onwards, you know, and I started to then look into spirituality, and it's kind of what took me along into the world of hypnotherapy, you know, because it made me think on a deeper level. And, you know, so my journey's continued ever since that time on the spiritual path. And more recently, I've spent some time down in South America, in Panama, at a shamanic healing retreat. And I've been hanging out with a shaman out there. I was out there for 4 months last year in total. And shamanic healing is really about going in and clearing, you know, looking at your shadow energy, the darker aspects of your energy body, and clearing that darkness, and, you know, raising your vibrational energy. And it's quite, you know, quite intense, heavy work. But when I came back this time, I went out from December, I came back in sort of late January back to London, and we had a month out there of solid ceremonies and clearing, and, you know, being around this mesa, and it was really powerful stuff. And when I came back to London, I found sort of the heaviness of, you know, day-to-day life was really quite difficult to be in, because I'd been in this really beautiful environment with these really amazing people, you know, doing this clearing work and coming back to sort of day-to-day stuff was quite, it took a while for me to get back into it, because at that point I'd raised my vibration quite high. And, you know, that's great when you're in a very spiritual environment with spiritual people, but in the everyday world, it becomes a little bit more difficult to navigate. So it took me a good while to get back into life here. But it kind of showed me what's possible with that kind of work. And, you know, I'm going to, you know, I continue on that path today, you know, learning more about it, you know, clearing. You know, we've all got so much stuff, like so much baggage that, you know, I mean, that sounds quite a heavy statement, but we've all got things that we need to clear, you know, things that hold us back on a very deep energetic level. And, you know, so I felt inspired quite recently to make recordings that help people to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've even created a title called Spiritual Weight Loss. And that works on the level of, you know, if there are any blocks in your emotional or spiritual energy body that are stopping you from eating healthily and exercising regularly, then the recording helps people to clear that, you know, to get rid of that, so that, you know, making the right choices, making healthy choices, becomes normal and natural, and not something that's driven by this, you know, deep-rooted pattern within you. Yeah.
So, Glenn, are you saying, let's just say someone who's struggling, you know, with their weight, maybe it might be a single mom just that has so much responsibility and maybe three children, if this person would begin to, you know, listen to your meditation and your recording, their eating and their weight would change?
Yeah, I think the answer to that problem is always inside ourselves.
Yes.
You know, it's only, you know, experiences in our past that create the addictions or create the dysfunctional pattern of behavior. You know, I know that from my own personal experience. And so when you can get to the root of that problem, you know, whether it's an emotional problem, a spiritual energy block, or just some bad, you know, teaching from when you were a child, you know, when you really get to the heart of it and the root of it, and you start to even just throw awareness on that, yeah, that pattern of behavior will start to change. And, you know, so the actual habit you've got in your everyday life of, you know, eating chocolate or cakes or whatever it is, or, you know, just not being motivated to exercise, you know, you'll find that that will start to change because you're working on the cause of it, you know, the very heart of it. So with my work now, you know, I really work on a deep level to change those things. So that, you know, when you make the change, when you get to the heart of it, the change in the behavior pattern is permanent. You know, it's not where 6 months where you're kind of, you know, you're good for a while and then you slip back into the old pattern. When you make these changes on a deep level, that's it, you're out of it, you're free of it, and you can then, you know, you'll be a completely different, you know, the habit, the pattern of behavior will no longer, you know, be there and hold you back.
And so, Glenn, obviously you had to change your inner self in the area of abundance and wealth, right, initially.
Yeah.
And that's why it is attracted to you and keeps coming to you, because your consciousness is one of wealth.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I really wanted, you know, because I'd always struggled for money. You know, up into my 30s, I was always, you know, I never earned as much as, you know, my friends and my own age, and it was always kind of hand to mouth. And, you know, once I discovered self-hypnosis and the law of attraction, I used that, you know, every single day I was meditating on abundance and success, and, you know, and I was really intense with it. You know, my partner at the time, she used to say that I would meditate so deeply that I'd actually vibrate. Because I was so deep and so, you know, powerful with the meditation. And I wanted it so much, you know, the hunger was there, it really was. Because I'd come from a place of complete lack, and, you know, I was kicked out of school when I was 15, I was told I was no good, I was useless. You know, I wanted to show people that I wasn't this wasted that I'd been written off as. You know, so there was a lot of motivation in me to want to succeed, but I just didn't know how to do it. And it was only when I discovered the law of attraction, self-hypnosis, that I had the tools then to make the changes. You know, so I'd do it every single day religiously. You know, when I was driving my car, I'd turn the radio off. I'd be doing affirmations for abundance. You know, and I started to really create this, everything around me, you know, was going to be abundant. You know, in the shower, I'd be doing affirmations, and I read loads of books on abundance. And I wanted it so badly. I was so hungry for it that, you know, little by little, it wasn't overnight. I didn't suddenly go from, you know, lack to abundance, but things did start to change. But it was a gradual process, and then the momentum started to build more and more, you know, to the point I'm at now where, you know, like I say, I met Joe 2 years ago, who said he wanted to put my apps on the App Store, and here we are a couple of years later, and, you know, we've got like 3 million downloads or whatever it is now. So, you know, people say, oh, you know, you're lucky, but I know it's the energy and the intent that I built up over those years that continues now, and you know, but like I say, you know, that is absolutely available to anyone, and that's the thing that I try to teach people. You know, create the abundance inside yourself, and your outer world will, you know, will reflect that. You know, it doesn't always happen overnight, but it will come to you. You know, you've got to be diligent with it.
Right. And, you know, Glenn, I appreciate you sharing your story, because what it shows me was you were almost obsessed with, you know, going inward, and you literally paid the price, and you sort of shut out everything external, and you really went on the inside. And I just want to share with our listeners, you know, that in some way he did pay a price to be the very wealthy man that he is, and God is no respecter of person, and you can do the same thing if you're willing to go in and do the work.
That's the key to it. You know, if whatever you want in life, especially in the world we live in, you know, it's a bit chaotic and a bit crazy at times, but we do live in a world where there are a lot of opportunities for us that, you know, 50 years ago, you know, my grandparents certainly didn't have the opportunities I've got now. So, you know, we had more stress and more pressure than they did, but it's probably kind of different. You know, theirs was more sort of survival, as is, you know, they say that we make more decisions in a week than their grandparents made in a year. Mm-hmm. So we have our different pressures, but, you know, I think, yeah, that's the key to it. You know, whatever it is you want in life, you know, be clear about it, you know, crystallize it in your mind. And, you know, my book, The Answer, that helps people to do that. You know, the structure to that book that helps people to really crystallize their goals, and you know, there's a law of attraction recording that comes with that. So, you know, if you want to start somewhere, that I'd say that would be a good place to start.
Right. And so, Glenn, what else would you like to share with people all over the world tonight that's sort of burning on the inside of you, maybe a revelation or insight that you've received that could really help people?
Well, I think, you know, the real understanding that I've got from my journey is that, and also from the wisdom of the shaman that I've been working with over the last couple of years, is that, you know, the shamans really believe that we've lived on this planet, we've had hundreds of thousands of lives on this planet, anywhere between 100,000 and 300,000. And, you know, it's quite a mind-blowing thing when you think about it. And so, you know, throughout those lifetimes, we've obviously accumulated a lot of karma. And so we come into this life, you know, carrying a lot of things from our past. And, you know, people sometimes get confused with it, and they think, well, once I've done this, once I've cleared that, once I've, you know, got money, once I've got my job sorted, once my kids have left home, life will be good, life will swing, and it will be easy for me. But I think the thing to remember is, you know, life is a series of cycles and challenges and ups and downs, you know, and I have it. You know, I have ups and downs. Life is much better than it was for me 20, 30 years ago, but I still have ups and downs, because that's just the way life is. And I think the key to really succeeding through life and making your journey easier is to be able to ride the ups and ride the downs, and not swing too much either way, you know, so don't get too wrapped up in the emotion of it all when you have a bad time or a good time. And really try to take the medicine from everything, every experience in your life, both good and bad. So when bad things do happen to you, you know, especially if it's a repetitive thing, take the medicine from that, because if it's a repetitive thing, there's probably something that's not aligned in you that's creating that thing. So you can always, you know, make a change inwardly that again will change your outer circumstance, and you know, make those ups and downs not as extreme. Because I think that was the thing when I was in a very dysfunctional place, the ups and downs in my life were crazy, you know, really wild. But now, you know, the ups and downs, I have some fantastic ups, you know, amazing things, you know, but I don't, you know, I keep a middle ground with it all. I just try to have more balance with the whole thing. And I think that's the key, you know, keep working on yourself, keep clearing, you know, the shadow energy, keep working on that side of you and becoming lighter so that you can move through life, you know, in a more easy, steady pace. And, you know, you do become more lighter when you move towards the light and to, you know, as the shamans say, the divine mother, which is, you know, where we all came from. So,
thank you. Well, how can people get your books and your MP3s and your downloads? Tell them about that, and what do you have available?
Okay, well, I've got my shop, which is hypnosisaudio.com. That's where I sell all my books and CDs and downloads. And they can also download my apps. And as I said a while ago, I've got a couple of free apps out there, two or three free apps, which kind of give people a flavor of what I do. So they can listen to my voice, listen to the recordings, and if they like them, then they tend to, you know, say, oh, I'll buy a couple more. But they're free recordings. So the main one to get is called Relax and Sleep Well, and that's a free download on the App Store or on the Android platform. And also come and join me on Facebook and Twitter. I've got pages there that people can sign up to and keep up to date with what I'm doing.
And I'm going to strongly encourage all of you to go to that website, because, Glenn, I am still listening to your cosmic ordering, ordering MP3 and how powerful it is.
Oh, wonderful.
And to be honest with you, it's unlike anything that I've purchased, and I really love it. And so I'm just so grateful of that you have joined me again. And at the end of this show, Glenn has a special recording that we're going to be playing. Tell people about this recording, Glenn.
Well, it's a song that I wrote 20-odd years ago when I had that epiphany. My heart opened, and I kind of just fallen in love at that time. And so I wrote this song. And it stayed tucked away in my drawer for like 20-odd years because it was quite a basic recording. But just recently I've worked with some session guys in the States and a singer out there to re-record it and revamp it. And this is the song. It's called All of My Heart. And thanks for playing it, Constance. I really appreciate that.
Right. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold. Thank you so much, Glenn, with the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. You can visit my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I have some great things there for you. And let's end the show by listening to this wonderful recording by Glenn Harrell.
Realize they come alive.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
HeartMath, a world leader in providing scientifically proven products and programs, empowers individuals to bring their best to the experience of life, resulting in better health, performance, and well-being. HeartMath provides programs and products carefully designed to connect people with their heart's intuitive guidance so they can access deeper discernment and more effective choices for handling whatever life brings us. For over 20 years, HeartMath has been helping hundreds of thousands of people around the world, and they can help you as well. Help you to achieve a new level of success and fulfillment, personally and professionally. To learn more about HeartMath training programs, its innovative inner balance trainer technology, how you can become a HeartMath certified trainer or coach, and more, go to www.HeartMath.com or call 1-800-450-9111. HeartMath, expanding heart connections individually, socially, and globally.